Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we are convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And you also know that, ladies and gentlemen, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, quick recap of Thursday's broadcast with our guest on Brian Rust, RustQuinnagift.com. We talked about Honest Money Report, update on gold and silver spot prices and more. We talked about, quote, for newly remote workers, small town USA will lose its allure. And they say lower taxes, cheaper housing, shorter commute. For some knowledge workers fleeing the big city, they say it'll soon grow stale. I don't see how that is. I think everybody will love it. Love it. Love it. Video shows BLM, the Black Lives Matter. Protester freak out when her infant stops breathing. She panics, runs to a cop. None of that other stuff matters. Just the baby. Good for the police officer who kindly helped her with her baby and saved a life. Gotta like that, huh? It's rare. Not rare that the cops save people. Rare this, person that supposedly hates the cops wants to run to the cops, you know? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem promises to defend Mount Rushmore from radical left. Not on my watch, she says. Good for her. BLM destroys a statue of an immigrant who died fighting slavery. What's that all about, folks? The answer, a bunch of psychos just destroying everything. And they're not even paying attention to what they destroy. They just want to destroy. They need to be stopped immediately. Black police officer lectures white protester about racism. Great job for the black police officer, by the way. Democratic mayor lectures white people on, quote, nooses in park. Turns out that a black man hung ropes for exercise and it had nothing to do with the noose. Latino man fired for making a, quote, white supremacist symbol. Turns out that he wasn't at all. He was cracking his knuckles. National alarm of the Black Lives Matter movement spent millions on travel and on consultants and on all kinds of other things. I thought that group had no head, no leadership. How do they get all that money and spend it all? Man, maybe I ought to be a non-head of the Black Lives Matter folks so I can spend money into oblivion, huh? Farage to Breitbart. I have never seen so many people scared to say what they think. Wow. We also talked about COVID-19 death rate is 75% lower in states that have not locked down. That's right. Blood tests for coronavirus can't replace nasal swabs, experts say. Many companies gave their CEOs millions of dollars just before they declared the big old bankruptcy, the big old BK. Bankrupt GNC, that's the vitamin company you see in malls, right? They're going to close nearly 1,400 stores. But don't worry, they paid their CEO a couple of $1 million bonus before he bailed. Taxpayer-funded radio debate, listen. Chess is racist. You want to know why? Because the white pieces move first, don't you know? We had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union. He's the president over there at NTU, doing a great job. And we talked about COVID-4, Phase 4 legislation. We talked about Congress to reject all attempts to jam. It's a long story about economics and the economy and buying from which countries, etc. We talked about NTU urges representatives to expose expensive partisan health care bill. We also talked about tell Congress to defund public broadcasting. That's a huge one, folks, which we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds. First off, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And welcome, good sheriff.
Hey, Sam, my phone's having trouble. Do you want to call me back on my cell phone?
I'll do it.
All right.
You know, it's so good to have the good sheriff. And
the good sheriff, yeah.
So many ways, you know. And I was noticing, you know, I mean, at least there's always these different headlines about the different sheriffs. And so many times the sheriffs, man, they just show us the way, ladies and gentlemen. They're, you know, they're servants of the people. They've been elected by the people. And, you know, they... I mean, they're leaders. And
yes,
so
indeed. And
ways.
That's really the difference between, in my mind, a county sheriff, Kurt, and an elected sheriff, a county sheriff, like a peace officer, if you will, versus an appointed bureaucrats, police chiefs that kind of pay attention to the city council or to the mayor, or like state police kind of, you know, have their allegiance to the governor. And it all depends on where they get their, quote, source of enabling from, if you will. Huge difference between the two, Sheriff.
Yeah, there is. amazing differences. And, you know, but common sense just doesn't seem to be a part of what these people are thinking or doing.
And sadly, I think that huge difference is lost mostly on the American people in modern times. We haven't preserved that historical importance, have we?
No. And that these people could be going after Lincoln. Lincoln? I mean, let's be real here. First, the United States did not invent slavery, nor did the Founding Fathers. And when some of the Founding Fathers were born into that slavery existed in their families and had for maybe some time, it seemed like it was something that they just inherited, and they didn't learn about the evils of slavery until they were a little bit older. And then to put it on the Founding Fathers that they didn't solve worldwide slavery was a little bit unfair.
A little bit?
And
good point.
It was totally unfair. But also, and I was going to tell you this last week, There was maybe one Founding Father who was a slave trader who made his living from the slave trade. That was Henry Lawrence. And he was actually pretty prominent, was pretty high up in several governmental positions. In some aspects, he was still a good man. However, he made a lot of money in the slave trade. You can't say that about any of the other Founding Fathers, per se. But you can say that people like Washington got rid of their slaves and freed their slaves before they died, that were against it, that knew that this had to happen, and were trying to do the right thing. Benjamin Franklin, before he died, started the Abolition Society in Philadelphia to get rid of slavery. Why aren't we admiring and understanding that a lot of white people throughout history helped get rid of slavery? And then to go after Lincoln has normally been revered by the black community.
Not now, buddy. They're yanking his statue down, too.
Oh, and they put almost 100 or more troops surrounding the Lincoln Memorial. So it's astonishing, and this is the one that kind of gets me, too, because Cuomo has got to be almost as bad as the mayor and governor in Washington, in Seattle. The mayor in Seattle just said, oh, yeah, it's okay. Go ahead, take over Seattle. We're having fun. This is a block party. Oh, you're going to stay for the summer? Oh, this is going to be the summer of love. Cuomo said tearing down the statues in New York is just a reasonable sign of protestation and anger. And Sam, I really cannot believe that people like AOC and Cuomo are getting reelected like they are. Just absolutely astonishing. And you know, it would seem that we would learn from our history instead of trying to destroy it.
Well, it's interesting. Not only are we trying to destroy it, but it seems like we haven't learned anything from it. I mean, even there was a guy who died fighting to get rid of slavery, and they have a statue for this guy. They even yanked that sucker down. This is a guy that gave his life to try to stop slavery, and later. These criminals, I don't care if they're white or black or who they are, they're criminals. These criminals literally yanked down that statue of that person. Now, what on earth for?
Because the agenda is more than obvious. They're all about terrorism and destruction. And how they think that is going to accomplish something or bring them to a bargaining position is astonishing to me. Really stupid.
All right, we got a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the good Sheriff Richard Mack with us. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk. We'll break it down like nobody's business on a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. Hang tight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, so they literally yanked down a statue of a good, honest person back in the day who tried to jettison slavery and gave his life doing so, and they yanked the statue down. These people are criminals and thugs of the highest order. Their goal is not at all to have equality. Their goal is not at all to seek justice. That's an absolute blatant lie. President Trump calls it spot on, Sheriff, and I want to get your take on this headline. Here's the headline. President Trump accused BLM leader. Guy's name is Walter Hawk Newsom. Now, I don't understand how you get a name like Hawk Newsom, but there you go. Anyway, Trump accused Black Lives Matter leader Hawk Newsom of committing treason. He used the T word. Yes, treason, sedition, and insurrection. He did this in a tweet on Thursday. Now, number one, I believe it's actually true. And number two, why aren't we going to take action then? I appreciate the tweet, but without any teeth, this has no bearing. And I'm telling you, these Black Lives Matter people are destroying property all over the country. They're coordinated with this effort all over the world. It's flat out, I will use another T word, terrorism. It's treason for sure. It's insurrections in the Republic. You know what? This needs to stop. And you've got literally government officials on the local and the, quote, regional level literally helping these treasonous thugs destroy property, take lives, harm people. If the goal's purpose isn't to protect life, liberty, and property, I don't even know what the whole purpose of government is. This is out of control, Sheriff.
It is out of control, and it's complete insanity, and it's so counterproductive to what they originally claimed they were after, and that was justice for George Floyd. Obviously, that's a lie. And yes, I agree with you. This is one time Trump shouldn't be talking about BLM being criminal and treasonous. He should be asking the Attorney General for an investigation, and the FBI should be investigating this, no question about it. And they should be finding out if and who are behind all of this.
But you know what? I don't even accept they should be finding out. This has been going on long enough now to where the FBI supposedly has great skills to get this done. Should have already found this out decades ago. They should have been following Black Lives Matter and Antifa for a long time now. Look, they've been at these shenanigans for a long time. This isn't like, oh, golly gee, we didn't know who these yahoos are. And again, this has been around for a long time. They literally have millions and billions. You literally have the corporate world backing them with funding flat out blatantly every day. You got celebrities literally springing their thugs out of jail every time. You've got, I mean, it goes on and on. This is not something that they're like, golly, Larry, can you check into this now? You know, that's crazy, sir. Crazy.
Including Joe Biden, but he's new.
If you don't have the answers by now, these people should be going to jail and the FBI too, because their negligence, their dereliction of duty is so on display, it's beyond discussion, sir. And I don't mean to just get belligerent about this, but I'm telling you, this can't remain. You're tearing down every bit of our history day by day, and everybody's going, golly, this ain't pretty. What? What? Are you serious right now? And then everybody goes, the president just used the T word. What? Come on. Why aren't people getting arrested and put in jail and literally tried for treason? But we're busy going, hey, man, a black guy had ropes and trees. Must have been a noose. And then they go, oh, no, it's just exercise equipment.
Well,
okay, we're not even talking about things that matter while literally whole cities are being taken over. Historical monuments are being literally torn down and the cops are told to stand down. This is insane.
Well, and it's you're correct. I guarantee you the FBI already knows. And I guarantee you they've already been doing investigations on both Antifa and BLM. And they know where the money's coming. In fact, a lot of the BLM money is already public knowledge.
Correct. That's my point is we're so far along, we can't just say they need to look into this. At some point, when do we say they're guilty for their unwillingness to take action?
So, I mean, you would still have to wrap it up right now with an investigation. You just can't go and arrest everybody, especially the leader who could claim, which he did, which was also stupid is a horrible comparison, but we had a rally at the Scottsdale Community Center, government center, to fight against the required mandate for everybody to wear a mask in Scottsdale. Well, it's Tempe, and it's Phoenix, and it's Mesa, and every place else is gone.
All right, so let me just make this clear. We better look into this. We got to wrap up our investigation. The wheels of justice grind so slow. The T word probably means tango. Why don't we just get in the streets and do the tango? And okay, this is crazy. In the meantime, guess who went back to jail?
Roger Stone?
Lobbyist Jack Abramoff headed back to jail. What do you think of that, Kurt? Jack's back in jail because they already wrapped up that investigation. They tossed him back in the clink. But, of course, Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these thugs destroying the country and communists running around in the streets. And we better look at wrapping up our investigation on those. See, what I'm saying is it's insane.
Great point, Sam.
I better look into the good sheriff, too, walking around without a mask and such.
It still should be that they wrap up the investigation. Yes.
Well, of course. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it should have happened decades ago. These people have been criminals for a long time.
Well, when did BLM start?
Well, it all depends on how you define BLM, sir.
Well, that's good too.
Because they come from communist organizations, and the Communist USA Party has been alive and well spewing communism and promoting that agenda to the Democratic Party for half of my adult life, sir, or more.
Yeah, and they should. They should just bring out the investigations back. The people who are tearing down the things, they still have to do follow-up investigations because they're wearing masks, and they have to determine who they are, blah, blah, blah. I want all of those people arrested. And yes, I cannot believe that Trump is just talking on this instead of demanding the action. And I guess it's going to be up to we the people to make that happen. But yeah, these people need to be brought to justice. Absolutely.
All right. So in 2013, Black Lives Matter got kicked off after that George Zimmerman fiasco. But you got to understand that three black community organizers are the ones that created it. So now you got to trace those black organizers to say what have they been in for a long time. And you got Alicia Garza, who, again, you follow these people's track records. They've been involved in all kinds of nefarious activities for decades. Alicia Garza, Petrus Cullors, C-U-L-L-O-R-S, Petrus Cullors, and Opal Tomeni. They are key people that are involved in this. And then you got Sean King. This is the guy literally, this Sean King guy is a nut. Anyway, they name a bunch of people that started this thing, but they say it's, quote, international in nature, and they literally have billions of dollars now. How did all that happen so quickly? See, they've had since 2013 to investigate this sucker, so that's 7 years. Of course, we can put Jack in jail and then take him out and let him write a book and become a patriot and then put him in jail again in the meantime, sir.
Yeah, and that kind of money that flows to them, you know, and you know how I feel about raising money. Groups like ours having to struggle to even stay afloat. And then these people get billions. So it shows how well-funded the left is and the communist movement in America is. And the one thing that's most striking about this is it's no longer Fabianistic. It's no longer piecemeal, one easy step at a time, and so people don't recognize it. It's bold in your face, a complete communist takeover of America, and we cannot afford to sit and say, oh yeah, these people are traitors. Well, if they are, then charge them with treason, and let's get moving on this. And a lot of people have been charged that have burned buildings and looted, and they're trying to do follow-up on a lot of this, which every time I hear 36 people now arrested for in the Phoenix area for the burning and looting. Great. I hope it's another 36 immediately. But so some are trying, but that Washington, D.C. Is not doing it is very alarming.
All right, Jackson Jail, Black Lives Matter, people run around free, and we better start an investigation. Somebody got to think this might not be okay, Kurt. You know,
so I was just going to say, I don't see what you guys are all worried about. Let me give you some things to cheer you up. Disney's going to overhaul Splash Mountain, because the accusations of racism.
Yeah, why?
And then,
hold on, because it ties back to the 1947 Song of the South movie or what?
Yeah, I guess so.
I see.
And then the Dixie Chicks are going to change their name to The Chicks.
Darn right.
So,
for crying out loud, those racist white ladies running
around.
You'll be
happy to know.
All right. I'm feeling better, by the way. 47.1 million jobless claims in 14 weeks, writes USA Today. Don't worry, more than a million dead Americans got cash, baby. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee this year.
The man can't speak.
At a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday, President Trump also blaming Democrat Joe Biden and Democrats overall for the violence across the nation, citing in particular problems in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland, and Detroit.
In all cases, it's Democrats. They're Democrat run in all cases. And Joe Biden would have that be the whole country.
That town hall was recorded in the afternoon and aired on the Fox News Channel last night. The U.S. Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to kill the Affordable Care Act once and for all. The court's to hear arguments in the Obamacare case in the next term. It's not clear if that will happen before the November election, though. Costco free samples are back, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A bill to make the nation's capital a state comes up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying the rights of Americans who live in the nation's capital are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people call D.C. home. It's always been a political issue because most of those residents of the district have historically voted Democrat. AAA says there will be a downturn in the number of people traveling this summer because of the virus, but it doesn't mean Americans won't be traveling between July and September. They say most people will be driving to destinations.
We're seeing about 97%, which is a bit higher than what we typically would see, will be doing so by car, sort of bringing back the Great American Road Trip.
That's AAA Mid-Atlantic's Regina Ali, and this is USA Radio News.
Let me get this straight. 47 plus million Americans literally filing for unemployment, saying they need help, help, help. You literally have the Dixie Chick who can't say Dixie anymore. You got more than 1 million dead Americans that have received stimulus checks via your favorite IRS organization, costing nearly $1.4 billion in bogus money sent out. Don't worry. What they need is more access to your data, even when you're dead, to solve the problem. President Trump accusing the BLM leader of the T word. That's treason. They're not talking about the tango in the streets, although that's happening too. Lobbyist Jack Abramoff back in jail. And let me tell you the best news. They're going to have to close Disneyland for longer. Got to keep that sucker closed. Chuck E. Cheese declaring bankruptcy. Yeah, due to the financial difficulties, they say, brought on by the coronavirus. And I'll tell you what, man, Donald's out there battling with Joe, going, Joe's a pervert. And Joe's going, Donald's stupid. And then someone, you know, I mean, it's just insanity. And then I'm going, people need to be arrested. People are going, well, we better have investigations, like 90 years later. And I'm going, what? I don't even understand what we're talking about, Kurt. I don't even understand how to have a conversation anymore.
Well, one thing I wanted to bring up that I thought was interesting. Well, yeah, I think that's a good idea. But it looks like Abramoff, you know, I was kind of thinking he was off the radar, but they say he's going back for, according to the Washington Examiner, he's charged in a cryptocurrency case.
That's
Is that what they say, yeah.
I told him not to do the crypto, buddy, but he wouldn't listen.
That's right. Don't tip your toe in the crypto.
See, we have time to arrest that guy, but not the Black Lives Matter guy. We got to investigate. Kind of like we investigated Al Bundy for 2 years, put him in prison, tased his attorney, and then said, well, the government's out of control and disobeying the law, and go home to your family there. No harm, no foul for the good Al Bundy guy. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We're all upside down, man. By the way, you know chess is racist, too, because white goes first, right, Sheriff? I better pot up the sheriff. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
He said, that's a comment. You were talking too fast.
Sam was telling you.
All right, well, just go on.
That's right. Your ears go slow, like mine, Sheriff. If you didn't know, chess is racist now because white always goes first, Sheriff. So just in case you didn't know.
But I asked the question. Let me talk real slow, okay?
Well, more
than white privilege
stuff.
So. I asked the question.
That's right. Slow
what if the white
ears
guy
here.
Has black pieces?
Yeah, don't make fun of me for being old, man.
What if the white guy has black pieces and the black guy has white pieces and the black guy goes first? Is that racist?
I really don't know what racism is anymore.
Yeah, you do. You want me to explain it to you?
What
color? If you're white, you're racist.
That's right.
If
you're black, it's not possible for you to have systemic racism. It's not even possible, okay? Now, what part of that don't you understand? You got a car key in your ear, sir?
I've always been shocked when I was hearing that we have systemic racism here, because I told you before, it doesn't really appear to be at my school, and it certainly isn't between me and my students.
It is. You're just too ignorant to even know it, buddy.
Oh.
If you only knew it, then, you'd understand it. The fact that you can't even identify it just shows how tone-deaf on the issue you really are.
How deep that whole systemic racism thing is.
It's so deep.
It's like a conspiracy. It's like a subliminal thing, and you can't even tell you have it.
It's hidden in plain sight. It's so bad.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Michael Flynn lawyer in the news. Her name is Sydney Powell.
Well, this is a piece of really good news, and I know that it's kind of hard to find good news these days, Sheriff, but I just got to take the time to, salute Sydney Powell. This lady, we've had her on the program. She wrote she's written at least one book that's fantastic. And the headline reads, Michael Flynn lawyer Sydney Powell, rule of law prevailed. Now, I would add, which is kind of takes away from the glory of this moment, that this speedy trial just takes like forever these days. But anyway, it's pretty cool to see that this Michael Flynn guy is finally getting, at least released or whatever. And maybe the president will go ahead and stick him in charge of like the FBI or something. And we'll get some real cleaning going on. But we can all hope, right?
Yeah, I guess we can hope.
Yeah, Sheriff, first. Yeah, I believe Michael Flynn's a swamp monster himself, but that's just me.
Well, yeah.
You know how I know?
If we can get him defended, we should be able to do it for more people.
No, sir. That's how you know he's an insider. The fact that he gets defended, special treatment, a focus on his case just tells you he's one of them or he wouldn't get it, man. Now, I appreciate Sydney Powell said rule of law prevailed, and I think in this case it is true. The rule of law did prevail. Because I think that you got shenanigans. But where do the rule of law prevail for Ammon Bundy? What are they going to do for him when 2 years of his life was lost in prison? And then at the end they said, well, the government was guilty of criminal activity, but not Ammon. Where's the justice there, Sheriff?
Well, we all know how corruption is. And I've told you before, and I'll say it again, the pandemic we have is a universal, horrible corruption in our government. And that is one thing Trump has not been able to do that he promised to do, and that is drain the swamp. It is impossible. If he was trying to drain the swamp, he sure wouldn't have kept Burke and Fauci or had them started in the first place. And now it appears that he's turned over a lot of power to them and to the Surgeon General. For him to continue, as you have alluded to at the very beginning, to continue to accuse people of crime and then make no movement to arrest them or bring them to justice, it just rings so hollow, and it's just another Twitter thing that he does that doesn't make sense.
All right, what the heck are you going to burn down, tough guy? What exactly are you going to burn down, Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, there's just another headline there. It says, let's see, I'm trying to find that one. Was that the same day as the one we were just talking about?
I'll just go ahead.
I think it was. Thank you.
World Net Daily, ladies and gentlemen. What exactly are you going to burn down, tough guy? Yeah. They say radio host and author Mark Levin said on the Sean Hannity show on Wednesday, saying, hey, what the heck are you going to burn down? I'm sick of this. Anyway, it was this Newsom whacked out guy or whatever that said, I'll just burn the whole thing down if you don't do it our way.
He's Mark a Black Levin Lives Matter system. President that you were talking about
Newsom
before, Hawk Newsom.
About, right.
Yeah, I
so
know.
So we're talking
but
about Mark Levin right now, and Mark Levin's saying,
right.
Hey, the solution isn't that complicated. The U.S. is a great country, and those who don't like it can just leave, says Levin. It's time to defend the cops. It's time to bring in the National Guard. It's time to stop this stuff. See, Mark's saying what I'm saying, Kurt. These pathetic left-wing Democratic mayors are out of control. We got to stand up to them. Okay? Now, these Newsom guys are saying, hey, violence is necessary, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And Mark Levin says, this is a civil society. It's a great country. You don't like it? Pick up your blank and leave. We have people trying to get into this country by the millions from every continent on the face of the earth, every color, every background. Why? Because we're systemically racist. We're not systemically racist, and the police force isn't systemically racist. I mean, he makes some great points, and like you say, most of them are things you've already said. I just thought you might want to see that some other people agree. Isn't the California governor's name Newsom?
Yes, but that's a different guy. You understand?
I know, but maybe
Kurt, this guy's
maybe
got a
Hawk
hyphenated
Newsom
name.
And,
Hawk Newsom
yeah,
and Newsom
Hawk
are two
Newsom.
Different things. It's kind of like saying, isn't there a guy named Cosby out there?
Good point.
You know what? I mean, I don't know the relationship. Now, one guy, Newsom, is he a white guy or a black guy, the mayor, Kurt? Or the governor, I mean.
He's a white
and
governor.
What color is this other Newsom dude?
He's probably the preferred color, black, Sam.
He's with Black Lives Matter. But so you think they're what, cousins or something?
They're cousins from another mother.
All right. That's there you go, Sheriff. What do you think of that? Even Mark Levin. When you get the mainstream talk show hosts talking like me, something's wrong, sir. I don't understand it.
Well,
say again, Sheriff. Sorry.
Yeah, the biggest racist thing that supposedly Trump ever said was to tell some of the women of color in Congress to go back where they're from. If I told a white person to go back where they're from, would that be racist? Yeah, it wouldn't be considered racist at all. And if I tell you to go back to where you're from, does that mean I'm putting your race down?
Yes, you are, buddy. If you're white, it means that. If you're not, it means you got to get out of here. All right, hold on, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history, when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, Sheriff. Sorry about that. Go ahead and finish what you were saying, sir.
I can't remember where I was going with that. But I did really want to ask a question. Is the old song of the South, is that Zippity-Doo-Dah?
Yeah.
It is?
I think so. Unless you want to do the Alabama song, Song of the South,
doo-dah,
sweet potato pie and a shut in my mouth, right? That it could be that.
So, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
about
one.
That? Oh.
Anything in the South is racist.
And the bottom line that I want to point out there is we don't get to pick and choose our history.
Yes, we do, buddy.
yeah.
We're just going to erase it and change it. And
to be politically correct, yes, but. History is a learning lesson. It is a time for a lesson. It is time for learning. And we say, oh, yes, I don't like that happened, so let's make sure we don't do it again. It's not something we get to pick and choose to erase. We learn from the past, and that is why we teach history, so that we will not repeat the mistakes of the past. So, again, just more insanity. And, Sam, the bottom line is on all of these regulations, the American government is based on only being in existence to do that which the people could do for themselves but don't really prefer to. For instance, we, the people, don't want to be police officers and patrolling our streets. We have a right to do that. We have a right to defend ourselves from crime. But we ask a sheriff to do that for us, and we hire him, and he hires deputies. And so we pay for all of that, because collectively we have the right to do that, because individually we have a right to do that. Does anybody in society have a right to tell me or even force me to wear a mask? No, they don't. Do they have a right to tell me that I have to stay at home or to give up my job? Or to stop my business.
Well, that depends on if you want the truth, which is what you're saying, or you want the narrative from governments and in bed with the media. Right?
Well, of course.
And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because there's such confusion on these topics because of the mainstream press and because of government drunk on power issues, Sheriff.
Exactly. And no one is paying, well, a few of us are. Paying much attention to the principles of proper rule of government. And I actually said, do any of us know, do any of these people who've sworn an oath that are here in the state of Arizona, from the governor to the mayor to the city councils to the county commissioners, and I asked that question to the 300 or 400 people that are gathered at Scottsdale City Complex. I asked that question and said, no. No one in Arizona keeps the oath of office. And then I said, maybe one, and I quoted Sheriff Mark Lamb. I'm not going to arrest anybody. I'm not going to shut anybody down. I'm not going to cite anybody in. And we got to get back to the Constitution. And it is so apparent now that we've been right about that all along. And destroy our Constitution, destroy America. And that's exactly what's happening. And last night I was asked, what is coming? And I really don't believe that Trump's going to win this election. I don't believe that the Democrats and the criminals that are trying to control the election are going to be able to do it.
So you believe President Trump's going to get shut down and the Democrats are going to take over, or do you believe that Trump will win the election?
I believe that Biden's going to win. I believe that they'll do anything dishonest to make sure that happens. They might not need to do something dishonest, but I believe they will to make sure. I believe that they're going to get the Senate back. So that means everything's going to be under the control. And remember what I told you, we're 2 to 5 years away from a complete socialist communist takeover of our country. And I think it's just a few months now.
And let me just stop you there, though, and say this. I said, or run for the hills, and boy, howdy, does that sound better and better. Kurt, what do you think of Sheriff Mack's prediction? He's saying that Joe Biden's going to win, that we're going to turn into a flat-out socialist country in months, and that Donald's on the ropes. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, I know you guys are going to be tired of hearing me say stuff like this, but I like to take the old phrase from Zig Ziglar when he said, I'm going to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me. And
well,
so basically,
you were talking about President Trump, Kurt.
I know. I'm just telling you that, you know, that's the way I'm going to look at this thing. And the president's going to win. You know, I doubt that he's going to win California and New York, but every other state, I wouldn't be surprised if he wouldn't win all the other states. Now that, you know, I didn't predict coronavirus. I didn't predict, a number of other things, I'm sure. But I did say that the president was going to beat Hillary last time, and he did.
Yeah.
Well, wait, Kurt, there's never been a time in my life where I wanted you to be more correct than now. And I pray that you are. But this is also the other thing that's going to happen if you're correct. You think that we've had riots in the street and mayhem and murder in the street and a race war across the country? Just wait till Trump wins. There will be...
I agree with that, but, what about the... if people think that, hey, life is going to get better if they just let the Biden win, I don't see that getting better. Do you?
Well, it'll be a lot more peaceful because the Republicans and the conservatives won't do any of that. None of us are going to go do that. You're certainly not going to if your prediction is wrong. However, the others will. And so it's a lose-lose situation for us. And it's a lose-lose situation for Trump.
Well, at least the good guys might have more guns, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt's got a headline about the L.A. County Sheriff, Kurt.
Sorry, I couldn't get the unmute thing off. So the headline, Sheriff, L.A. County Sheriff to increase concealed permit issuance by 400%. Now, you know, you might think, man, this is some good news. But let's just pretend in L.A. they've got one concealed carry permit holder, and now they're going to get four. But no, it's a little more than that. But they say that the population there in L.A. County is about 10.2 million people. And according to Breitbart News, in 2017, they had 197 of those residents that were permitted to carry a handgun for self-defense. Let's see, 10.2, 197. Anyway, bottom line is the way they got them before, according to Breitbart News, is you had to kind of specially contribute to the former sheriff, Lee Baca. One guy gave the sheriff some basketball tickets and gift baskets. That's how he got his. Another guy was the owner of a cigar room.
Why isn't this thug sheriff in jail then, Kurt?
Well, this sheriff's gone now, Sam. This sheriff's gone now. He's probably going to be the head of the Senate in California.
Why isn't he in prison, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's California, Sam. But this new sheriff, his name is Alex Villanueva, and he feels that with all the you know, fires the police vehicles and setting, you know, all this racist violence and all that stuff. He's wanting to increase the CCWs, as they call them, concealed carry permits.
Well, then why don't they just flat out go to constitutional carry? They'd be off to the races in a hurry.
Amen to that.
All right.
But anyway,
did I tell you about these two rockers? There's two rockers in the news. First off, have you ever heard of Iron Maiden,
like an
Sheriff?
Old rocker? Oh, yeah.
Have I heard of Iron what?
Iron Maiden. It's a rock group.
No.
They have a song that says, run for the hills. Run
You've
for
heard
your
of Iron
life.
Maiden.
Right? That's what I'm starting to think when I hear you guys battle this out. So if Trump wins, it's going to be horrible and mayhem in the streets. And if he loses, it's going to be, you know, horrible and mayhem in the streets, because you're either going to jail if he loses, and you're going to, run for the hills if he wins? You know, what I mean is, it's just getting to be, I don't know that I can find the good news here. So Iron Maiden says, run for the hills, run for your life. But there's this dude named Sammy Hagar. He used to play with Van Halen. He used to create a song called I Can't Drive 55. You ever heard of that guy?
No, of course.
All right, so Sammy
I
Hagar.
I didn't hear of him.
All right, you got to go look it up on the internet, Kurt. They got this stuff called YouTube. And you can watch
Yeah, I know,
dude.
But all I'm saying is I knew the other one that Sheriff Mac didn't, and, you know, so I figured between the two of us, you know, we'd come up with pretty good, you know.
There you go.
Between the two of us, we know a little.
All right, so Sammy Hagar had an open, wide-ranging interview in which he said, hey, man, not going back to play live for me is not an acceptable option. I'm not going to be shut down from the coronavirus. I'm 72 years old. And I'm going to go back and play live. And if I die, so be it. You got to die some way. And so he didn't say he wants to die. He just simply said, I'm not going to let the virus shut me down. At some point, we've got to get back to life. We're realizing that dying is part of life. I've lived a wonderful life. I sure pray that I don't die. But if I have to take the hit for society to open back up and people to have normal lives and to return the economy, that might just need to be. And I accept that. Now the mainstream press is saying Sammy Hagar wants to die over the coronavirus. Okay, I mean, these people are just unhinged. But I think Sammy Hagar's right.
Well, I think he had too. He was too, and a lot worse. And I'll tell you what. I am a little bit scared. My whole outlook towards where I live and what's going on and in neighborhoods, and when I see kids out on the street, I don't look at it the same way anymore. Are they planning to burn and loot? Are they if I walk by them, are they going to attack me? So it's the whole thing has changed, and the whole thing, as you said, is just the opposite.
I just thought I'd catch Kurt up on this Sammy Hagar. Come on. See?
He's 72 and he wants to play live.
Yay! Come on, right? So you can sing like this, can't you, Sheriff?
No, I don't do that. I do that.
Oh, yeah! See? That's the kind of tune Sammy Hagar does. Now, do I got to play the Iron Maiden tune, too, to catch you guys up on that one?
I've heard of that one.
Get her alive! Right? Hour one of the can, hour two coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So what we've got at the end of this hour is just mayhem all over the country. The good sheriff is questioning where he lives. Kurt Crosby's got good news, man. People are getting gun permits. And I'm going, man, run for the hills. Because Sammy Hagar can't drive 55 and he doesn't want to stay locked down. He's ready to give his life to bring us back the economy and society and everything we hold dear. And here's what Sammy Hagar finished up by saying, this is the greatest country ever. Hour one of the can, two coming up, baby.